All right, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with Matt Cain. Nice to see you today. How are you?
Doing good.
All right. What's new with you? Fans always ask me on the show, how's Matt Cain? What's up with him? What's he doing?
I've got a bullpen today, so, from the first bullpen to the second bullpen, definitely an improvement. So, that's kind of what I'm looking forward to today, was having a little more improvement from the second one. So, and that's kind of the progress that we're going right now.
What kind of things are you going to do in the bullpen today? How will you throw?
I'll throw probably 35 or 40 pitches. And then it's been nice, though, because even the last bullpen, I was able to work on some stuff, not just go out there and, just throw the ball. So I'm getting a lot more confidence in the way my arm's feeling, the way my body's feeling. So that's a nice plus.
You know, it's funny. You watch Hunter Pence come back. I think of you coming back and the lift you could give the team. You watch Pence coming. Does it sort of spur you on a little bit?
Yeah, it does. I mean, what he did coming back, and he came back pretty quick after not having very much of a rehab stint, was big. But you know what? These guys in the rotation are throwing the ball really well. So, I've got to do my job to get back in the lineup with these guys.
You said last week you were hoping around the All-Star break. Is that still your goal?
Yeah, it definitely is. We haven't put anything down on paper, and I haven't looked at. But just talking with Dave Greshner, and that looks like it's feasible, but, still got some work to do.
Explain a flexor tendon injury. What is that?
It's just a strain. I mean, it'd be the same as, overstraining your hamstring, maybe. Okay. Just trying to maybe stretch it out a little bit too far with trying to throw the ball maybe a little bit too hard, or sometimes it can also be with, I've got a little more range of motion than I did in the years past with having a little cleanup from last year. So it could have just been something that was going to happen, and it just needed a little more time.
This ball club has got the best record in the National League since April 21st. What do you see? How did it happen?
Man, they've just been doing a lot of things right, and I think the biggest thing has been some really good defense. Guys have been turning some plays that we've needed to get done, and then they've been doing a lot of the other things, pitching and hitting at the right times. And the other day, Sunday in Cincinnati was a proof of it. They just kept putting on runs, and that's what the pitching needed that day.
Now, just to finish up with you, Matt, Lincecum had trouble on that mound on Friday night. He was slipping. I don't know how he got the ball to the plate. You could comment on that. But you've had trouble on that mound, too. What is it in Cincinnati?
I don't know. Have I slipped?
No,
I haven't slipped. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes you'll go in there. I have complained about it?
A little bit.
I don't remember complaining
about it. Well, let's say you commented on it.
Oh, I don't remember. Whatever. Anyway, if you say I did it, I must have. Sometimes mounds are just a little bit different. Some are maybe a little bit bigger, a little bit steeper than others. And for some reason, sometimes guys might have a little bit of a different feeling on different mounds. But it's, something you just kind of have to work through.
All right. Pitching-wise, when you come back, is it full steam ahead? In other words, do you come back and just let it fly? Is that the issue?
Well, that's what we want it to be. We want it to be 100% and not have any doubts, any worries about it, and that's what we're working on.
All right. Pleasure having you on. Nice to see you.
Definitely appreciate it.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.